Well, hello everyone, it's VO Podcasting.
And Claire Randall.
And we're here because...
It's your birthday.
It's my birthday, yeah. And we just felt like we'd have a bit of jazz in the mix because...
Courtesy of Yamaha.
Courtesy of Yamaha. Yeah. And because it's... Because it's a kind of time where someone's going, how old are you? And I'm like, 46. And say it as quickly as you can, because I'm well past that halfway stage now. 40, flipping
six. Don't say things like that.
46,
live
man.
Live forever.
Yeah, I want to live forever. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, a million forever songs. Yeah, Highlander, that's me. So what was happening 400 years ago? I haven't got a clue. 46
years ago.
No, 46 years ago. 46 years. I share a birthday with... Dionne Warwick, I think.
Oh, do you?
Yeah.
Do you know the way to San Jose?
I've
been away so long. I make a wrong and lose my way.
Yeah, her.
The moment I wake up, before I put on my makeup, I say a little prayer for you. Yeah.
Forever, ever.
Yeah.
Yeah. Her. Is it Lionel Blair?
Oh God! Maybe. I wouldn't admit to that.
We should Google it. You could go on Google now and have a look at who I share a birthday with. Who do I share my birthday with?
Perhaps people can tell us.
Huh?
People can tell us.
Yeah.
Yeah. Interact.
Oh, in better interact. This is audio advent day. the 12th of December. I haven't done some of the other ones. I've got a backfill, advent. So it's an audio advent. So you know how that works. Hashtag audio advent, and then. You can just do your own, and we have to click on it. So, in effect, open it in an audio sense and find out what it is. So, it's my birthday today. As of, well, I don't even know when I was born. I was born on a Tuesday. Ooh. I don't know what time.
Oh.
Yeah. Ah. Oh. So that was our little. I'm 46 and going to be happy about it. I'm going to make myself be happy
I'm
about it.
I'm still
that.
In my 30s.
I know.
You're not going to let me forget it.
See, do you know what I mean? You're in your 30s, and I'm. I'm a 46. I can't believe that. Oh, yeah, okay. So that makes it sound terrible when you say, I'm in my 30s.
No, but not for long. And I'm sure you'll gloat about it.
Getting when back in 40. Yeah. So.
My 40th birthday is going to come and go and pass. And
it's not. I will ensure it doesn't. I'll ensure that your 40th is full of loveliness and surprises. So, yeah, so what can I say? Well, we've I don't know, have we got anything planned? We're sort of planning something, aren't we?
We're going to have breakfast.
Tomorrow we're going out to a nice place. We think it does do breakfast because it's open.
It opens at 10 o'clock.
So that sort of suggests...
We all can eat nice cake.
It suggests that they should do something for us at 10 o'clock if it opens at 10 o'clock.
But we're going into Petswood and there are lots of places in Petswood.
Yeah,
we are. Somewhere that we can find breakfast.
And then I'm not sure for the bigger part that part of the day. And then, but when Nath comes back, we're going to go to Westfield in Stratford.
Nice to eat.
Yeah, amongst other things, I might do a little bit of Christmas shopping, maybe because
we've
done
something. Because I need to buy presents for my parents.
Oh yeah, and we're going to see them.
Yeah. Otherwise, I'll be rushing around town on Friday.
Yeah. We're going to see them on Saturday. So yeah, it's like, and I've had the week off on my birthday.
And you still need to open your presents, but they're.
Still need to open my presents. I haven't been wrapped yet. Oh,
to that. They're in boxes at least.
Look, I don't mind, but you if you want to wrap them, that's fine. So, but I don't know birthdays. I mean, you're making my birthday happy.
Oh,
that's the first and most important thing. You are, and so you know, as you get older, you sort of do, I don't know. You don't do birthdays so much in some respects.
I never did birthdays really because I was boarding school.
So, yeah, I memorable birthdays, that's interesting.
My sister was expelled from school on my 40th birthday.
I did it for you.
No, she was she was at a boarding school, because she went to boarding school at 14, and because of where we lived. But she didn't go until she was 14, whereas I went when I was 5. Everybody, but she basically bunked out of the hostel that they were in, and they went out drinking, her and a couple of friends of hers. She was 17 at this point, I hasten to add. And then they got caught, and they got grounded, and they went out again, and they got caught, and they got expelled from the hostel. And because it was a hostel attached to the school, they had to leave the school as well.
Hmm.
So that was that, yeah.
Birthday songs as well. We the only place I can remember, some of my best birthday parties were at school, and I don't know if they did a great big party just for me or how it worked exactly, but I seem to remember having some birthday cakes and stuff, and all the children would have to sing. And they didn't sing Happy Birthday. They sang this other song, and it said something like, was it, comes a birthday once again, happy day, oh happy day, through the sunshine and the rain. But imagine little kids, God has brought him on his way,
oh.
Help the, something, that something untrue, day by day, his whole life through, keep, oh, keep him close to you. That was it. Keep it clean and close to you day by day, his whole life through. Amen. There was always a big amen at the end of those sort of songs. I don't know where they got that from, but actually, when I think about it, it's quite a pretty song, and I was glad they sang that to me. Yeah. Said, happy birthday to you, because it always goes squash tomatoes and shit.
They always used to sing
Burning Butter in the Gutter.
There's an Afrikaans, so I used to get sung at Happy Birthday. In.
Go on then, what does that do?
No.
You sing Happy Birthday to me in Afrikaans?
In Afrikaans? Yeah. Well, no, that's why? Embarrassing.
Well, like, go on, you got her, and then we'll go.
No, I never had a birthday party.
Ladies and gentlemen, please put your right hand to your left and give a nice round of applause for Claire Randall, who's going to sing Paul Hopkins' Happy Birthday in Afrikaans.
I should have kept my mouth shut now.
And she comes up on the stage. Provoke
the dog now.
Yeah, he's come to watch. Hello, Oshikins. So we've waited.
Tell us about birthdays. What do you wish for on your birthday? Four. You have to make a wish then after and tell us what you wish
for. I will.
So if you the song goes, it goes, feels geluk, lieve Paul, omdat jij verjaar, mag de Heere jou zien in nog baie jaren spaar. There you go. And it means happy birthday because it's your, it means like congratulations because it's your birthday. May God bless you and basically keep you for many years, type thing.
Ah,
yeah, that.
What do I wish for? I wish to successfully teach Jasper Parrot to beatbox properly and to belch as loudly and raucously I've been trying to teach him to so do.
That's idiot. Not very good.
Is that not a good wish?
No, that's not a good wish.
No, I just wish for more of the same, really, this year. It's been an incredible life-changing year, really. And I probably shouldn't say overly too much in public because, you know, one had to make some quite difficult and challenging decisions, but feeling that was worthwhile, I guess, is the key, really. And I say that most humbly. I do, but I think, you know, I think I have to say it because I would, that's probably what I would say publicly, and I think it's fair enough, and so I've said it, and I'm happy with where I am, and I would have known, we were talking about this, weren't we, saying that last year I was in a completely different place, and now I'm sat in your front room, and we have a guide dog each, and done quite a lot of life together this year so far. And may that long continue.
Oh, yeah, of course.
So, there you go, everyone. That's my little lot. Birthdays always make you think a little bit, don't they, and reflect. And so does this time of year for me in particular. I think it does for everyone because it's coming to the end of the year. So I find myself reflecting a lot, really, in the month of December. Because, one, it's my birthday, and two, it's sort of coming to the end of the year. And three, I take Christmas as my time to celebrate the birth of Jesus and all that God stuff that I like to be part of. So,
I mean, it's not all about Father Christmas and presents.
Well, it is partly about that as well, of course, and the Celts.
Family bring the presents.
Yeah, it is. Yeah. We love the Celts as well, see? And
the Celts?
Yeah, the Celts. Mm. Well, it wasn't... Anyway, it's a different subject, but December and the Celts and Christmas and, you know, the Christians and the Celts got on really well, didn't they, in the end, I think, so... They kind of shared a lot of times together.
Apart from Celtic and Rangers. Oh, no, they're the Catholics and Protestants, aren't they?
I was going to say, what? I was imagining these Celts are big in hill somewhere and the Rangers coming and chasing them off.
I was thinking...
The Druids were being chased by the Park Rangers, yeah, I thought you were on about.
No, I was thinking... The football teams. But actually, they're Catholic and Protestant, aren't they?
Yeah. Anyway.
Yeah, it's only a game.
It's only a game.
Yeah.
No, they say it's something like, what's that saying about football?
It's not a religion. It's not like religion. It's far more important. Well, it's not just about life and death.
It's far more important than that. That's it. Anyway, happy birthday to me then.
Happy birthday, baby.
Thank you, darling. There you go. Oh, go on, go for the kiss. I thought you were going to then. I'll tell you what.
No.
All right, then. We'll kiss everyone else instead. Bye-bye, everybody.
We should have a picture of mistletoe on our audio boot profile.
Why?
Because, well, I'm going to post a boot at some point and challenge people to kiss each other under the mistletoe.
Oh, hello.
Audio boot. Each other.
Yeah, no.
Under the mistletoe of my audio boot. So if I say it's mistletoe, then people can kiss each other while it's playing.
Kiss each other under the mistle boo.
Yeah.
Oh, dear.
Under the mistle boo. I like Dan's thing the other day because he said he was going to post a Christmas type boo and it said, I dropped a pack of printer paper on the floor and I dropped it hard and he said, and it's Christmassy because it missed all toes.
See, but that's the point, isn't it? What has happened, everybody, is that we've ended up discussing Christmas on my birthday.
Oh, I'm sorry,
because
darling.
Christmas and my birthday are so near each other.
Well, my mum's birthday's on Christmas Day.
I know. That's going to be fun, isn't it? Happy Christmas birthday.
She's called Christine.
Yeah, of course.
For that reason.
Yeah.
Sorry, I didn't mean to discuss Christmas on your birthday.
Well, I was...
We'll have a Christmas-free day today.
I was born... I knew an Irish guy, one of my mates who's Irish, and his name was Pancake.
Pancake?
Because he was born on Pancake Day.
Really? Yeah. It wasn't really, was it? Or was it just a nickname?
No, it wasn't really. It's that joke, isn't it? The English, Scottish, Irish, English man. Oh, tell us a bit about yourself. I'm George, I was born on St George's Day. And the Scottish man says, I'm Andrew, I was born on St Andrew's Day. And the Welsh man says, I'm David, I was born on St David's Day. And the Irish man says, my name's Pancake. My name is Pancake.
I think those jokes are considered offensive.
Are they? Open the door and see what's inside for you. Offensive is the clue.
Unpolitically correct.
Politically incorrect is the clue.
Yeah.
I'll tell you what, we yabbered like this morning and we ended it with half hour boom, which I thought no one would listen to. And loads of people have listened to it and commented and sort of sent and sort of acknowledged, which is weird. I didn't expect that.
Mm.
Well, one for it was half hour boom and it was talking about faith and stuff, wasn't it? Anyway, so at risk of not going over half an hour about what is essentially me waxing lyrical and self-indulging regarding my own birthday.
This is a subject heading. What about me? Me, me, me.
Yeah, me.
Me, 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 me.
Me, 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 me. The Roadrunner.
Me, me. No, that's Meep Meep.
Oh.
Yeah.
Well, I used to hate cartoons.
Well, they're a bit visual. Well,
pre-audio description. I mean.
I don't see. They're not much better now, I can assure you.
What on earth is that all about?
Mm-mm.
Stupid squeaky violins and things breaking and people falling and not falling really in cartoon land.
Yeah.
Falling, never hitting the floor. Right, anyway.
Never dies, except they do, don't they?
I don't know. Did anyone die in a cartoon? I never saw anyone die.
There's been deaths in The Simpsons. The Simpsons.
Yeah.
And Family Guy. Brian the dog has died, but apparently he's coming back to life.
Never saw it.
No, I've never seen it, but I've seen Sean posted about it on Facebook.
The only two things about The Simpsons that are my favourites are things that I've never seen in The Simpsons, but then I haven't watched
and
enough
of it. I told
you
about.
Well, the one is for apparently Bart was asked to say grace, and he said, "For what we are about to receive, we paid for, so thanks for nothing." Which I thought was quite amusing. And the other one that we do a lot is
Homer
like,
gets into something. What was it? And I can't remember what it is he gets into, but everybody like thinks he's great and he's great. And then their interest wanes somewhat. And he goes, "You must love me or fear my wrath. Please fear my wrath."
I love that. That's a reason. The only reason to watch Simpsons is I saw stuff like that. I saw something, wasn't it on the other day? Nathan had it on, didn't he?
Mm.
And they were talking about, it was Mo. Mo was featured in that one, I think.
Oh, okay.
But I don't know what it was doing. But I love that one. Feel my wrath. Please feel my wrath.
Mm.
It's good. All right, then. birthday.
Yeah, happy birthday. Person,
people. And yeah, if anyone else that shares their birthday with me, good luck with that. And
I say a little prayer for you.
Yeah, we're back to that again. Yeah. But yeah, no, tell us who do I share my birthday with? Famous.
Anybody famous.
Or anyone significant. Or did anything happen in history on my birthday? I could Google all that, but I won't now because I like the idea of people leaving comments and telling me.
Indulge him. It's his
indulge birthday. Me. It's me. It's my birthday. You've got some hours to do that with. All right then, everyone. Love you all. Speak to you soon. Bye-bye. Bye-bye.